Welcome back to This Week, and we continue our party leaders series now with the leader of Aonthu, Padraig Tobin, the TD for Meath West. It's 2 years since Aonthu was founded as an all-island party. Its key policy planks are the protection of life, unity across this island, and economic justice. Aonthu has a number of councillors and one TD, Padraig Tobin, who is in our Dundalk studio. Welcome.
Hello there, how are you?
Now, you've criticised what you've called the government's disastrous yo-yo policy on COVID-19, saying it's the wrong strategy. But what is the right strategy, and does anybody know?
Well, first of all, we think it's wrong that the government has put all the weight of fighting COVID on the shoulders of the people. So, in other words, 18 billion euros increase was seen in the budget just a couple of weeks ago, and yet it's hardly pushed the dial with regards hospital capacity. ICU capacity is literally unchanged since it was this time last year, which is an incredible situation, given that's the critical space for this particular illness. We're very unhappy with...
Now, they're saying they have plenty of capacity. That's what Colm Henry said today, and the Taoiseach.
They have plenty of capacity, but they haven't increased the capacity. So, in other words, they've had to be very strict with regards to restrictions over the last number of months. Ireland's ICU levels are still far below European comparators. With regards to nursing homes, we were the only political party that called for an investigation with the absolute crisis that happened in the nursing homes at the start of the year. And even in the month of December gone by, we know that two-thirds of the deaths that happened within outbreaks in nursing homes and in hospitals.
Do you fear that could happen again?
Absolutely. I don't believe we've learned anything. There was an outbreak in a Galway nursing home just a few weeks ago. I raised it in the Dáil. It took 4 days for the HSE to actually get staff in place to relieve staff that were there for 4 days trying their best to protect the residents of that nursing homes. So in other words, the areas where the government should have built stronger capacity and stronger resilience haven't been focused upon. Even we've seen 30,000 people travel from Britain just before Christmas. Most of these people, there has been no tracking or tracing or mandatory isolation whatsoever. So the government's policy has to put the weight of fighting COVID on the population of the country through very difficult restrictions, which have had enormous costs in the health service. For example, we see 200,000 women on cancer screening waiting lists.
Yeah, and can currently. I ask you about that, Padraig Tobin, because I saw where you yourself had treatment for skin cancer in August, and I hope you're doing better. But how concerned are you that the care of non-COVID patients is going to be pushed out again as the hospital beds fill up?
I am doing better, and thanks for that. It's one of the most shocking results of government policy over this COVID crisis was the fact that they collapsed the capacity in dealing with cancer care. There has been thousands of missed cancer cases, and we know with cancer especially, delayed diagnosis, delayed treatment leads to, you know, much lower outcomes for people concerned. But that it's not just with cancer, heart disease, stroke. The impact on mental health has been massive, and that's happened because the government have pulled those services, and that will lead to an increase in morbidity and mortality. And what we've said constantly is make sure that the rest of the health service functions in parallel to our battle against COVID.
Okay, can I look north now and just to another policy plank of your party? They've been under huge pressure in Northern Ireland over COVID. And yesterday, the Ulster Unionist Steve Aiken on RTE said that North-South institutions and the Ministerial Council were simply not delivering. He said Northern Ireland couldn't get data from passengers coming through Dublin Airport. Where's the unity that you're so hoping for going to come from if we can't cooperate in these life and death emergencies?
I think COVID shows you that the border is a threat to the health of the Irish people. And it's an incredible thing. If anybody goes on the internet now and looks at a map of the incidence of COVID in Ireland's north and south, they will see that the worst cases are in the north of Ireland. And that's because the executive in the north of Ireland have been like headless chickens. And the next...
But how would you work together? What should they be doing?
Well, first of all, there has been very little, if any, cooperation between this government and the Northern Executive. I put in a question to the Taoiseach a number of times in the Dáil to ask how many times had the government down here met with their counterparts in the North. And at that stage, which was the start of November, they had only communicated on six occasions since the start of March. You know, where is the locus of cooperation north and south. We don't even know where it is. Is it in the Department of Health? Is it in the Department of the Taoiseach? The Department of Foreign Affairs?
And is this where you think it should be in these departments?
We believe there should be a full-time secretariat, both north and south, working together on this issue. Ireland is an epidemiological unit. We can only fight this battle as one. And the fact that we have been doing it in a fractured sense means that we have had massive losses in terms of health and life. And I suppose, you know, COVID is just one of those. Brexit is the other issue that has shown us the illogical nature of the border in this country. The fact that we have had Tories over the last number of years making decisions that have affected our ability to move people across the country, affected our ability to trade on the island of Ireland, shows you at this stage, the government needs to start to focus around, you know, developing all-Ireland cooperation towards Irish unity. And it's still the government is still tiptoeing around unionists at this stage.
We're almost out of time, but I do want to ask you, would you ever think of rejoining Sinn Féin? You had a high profile as a TD there, and you're still often referred to as the former Sinn Féin TD, Padraig Tobin.
Well, absolutely not. I suppose 2 years ago, pundits said that we could not build a new political party. And look what's happened in the last 2 years. We've gained over 50...
Where do you fit into, I suppose, in the current governing choices? Would you be with a leftist coalition led by Sinn Féin, or would you be with the centre-right? Where do you fit?
Well, first of all, we are a left-of-centre political party, but we're definitely not part of the woke establishment. We're about practical politics, common sense politics. And the fact that we, at this stage, aim to, in some opinion polls, is pulling at around 4% in the polls, which is level with parties such as Labour, Greens, and some polls, Greens and People for Profit.
What you're saying is you're closer to the left. I'm afraid we're out of time, Padraig Tobin, but thank you very much for joining us.